From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Friday, November 21st. The Butte County Sheriff's Office is switching up how it delivers emergency notifications. The office previously used Code Red, but for several days the service has been experiencing an outage. This pushed the sheriff's office to move to using Rave Mobile Safety's Smart 911 system. It's something they've been considering for about a year. Jim Beller is the office's emergency management lieutenant. He says the new system offers alerts in more languages than the old system.
I really like that because then people can get notified in the language that they speak, that they're most familiar with, and that's better for everybody. You know, they can digest that information much easier that way.
In compliance with state codes, the office hopes to collect county residents' contact information from local utility companies to automatically sign them up for Rave very soon. But Beller says to sign up yourself to ensure you're in the system and to customize your preferences. Find a link at mynspr.org. And Shasta County supervisors have approved over $2 million in grant funding to build a substance use treatment facility in Redding. The grant comes from opioid settlement funds and was presented to the faith-based nonprofit Good News Rescue Mission. They also received nearly $18 million from the California Behavioral Health Continuum Infrastructure Plan. According to Shasta Scout, the facility will hold 75 beds and is slated to be finished by 2027. And California is awarding nearly $150 million to organizations and communities across the state to support specialized healthcare services, including in the North State. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The grants are allocated to hospitals, local agencies, tribes, and other community-based organizations under the Providing Access and Transforming Health Initiative, or PATH. They can be used for things like staffing, improving IT systems and infrastructure. Organizations in all North State counties are recipients, many of them tribal health centers. That includes Northern Valley Indian Health in Butte County and Pitt River Health Service in Shasta County. As stated on the PATH website, all awardees must be committed to serving historically under-resourced populations. Officials say this program yields cost savings for Medi-Cal by reducing emergency room visits and hospitalizations. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
Also, Representative Doug LaMalfa has introduced a bill to remove federal mandates for start-stop systems on vehicles. These automatically shut a vehicle's engine down at stoplights and are engineered to reduce carbon emissions. LaMalfa says they only provide a limited benefit and increase maintenance costs. He also says they're annoying. LaMalfa's bill targets automakers who receive credits for complying with emissions standards. And in other news, San Francisco Supervisor Connie Chan has announced that she will be running to fill Nancy Pelosi's seat in Congress. From our California newsroom partners at KALW, Ray Kim has more.
Connie Chan has represented District 1 since 2020. Now, she's eyeing the congressional seat representing California's 11th District, which encompasses most of San Francisco.
I have been a strong voice for our communities and a strong advocate, but I also have also demonstrated that I've been strategic and thoughtful, that I could really maneuver difficult political terrains and bring back San Francisco the resources and support it needs.
Chan says running for Congress wasn't her long-term plan, but she already has ideas about what she would like to do once elected. She says she'll focus on restoring access to health care, advocating for fair wages, and expanding education.
We have a great local program like Free City College, so how can we bring that to a national level?
Scott Weiner and political advisor Shoykat Chakraborty in the race. If elected, Chan would be the first Asian American to represent San Francisco in Congress. In San Francisco, I'm Ray Kim.
And finally, California state leaders are facing a budget shortfall of nearly $18 billion. That's according to an estimate out this week from the Legislative Analyst's Office. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
The good news for Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature is that income tax revenue is booming, driven by big gains in the stock market for Silicon Valley. But the legislature's budget analysts question how long the AI boom will last, and they note most of the new tax revenue has to be spent on schools by state law. That leaves rising state costs for retiree pensions and health care and for Medi-Cal after President Trump and Republicans in Congress cut federal funding for the low-income health program. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
And those were your headlines for Friday, November 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.